Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to Crimatorium, the place where crime resides. Crimatorium can also be found on YouTube. On January 19, 1989, 5 days before his execution, Ted Bundy spoke with detectives from the Florida prison about the 5 girls who were believed to be his Utah victims. He speaks as if he wants to help find the bodies of Deborah Kent and Nancy Wilcox, but he complains about the lack of a good map and he is vague about the details. As a result of this meeting, investigators were able to find a kneecap, and DNA testing confirmed that it belonged to Deborah Kent. Bundy alluded to 2 more victims in Utah, but didn't know who they were, or perhaps he was withholding information in hopes for a stay of execution. Susan Curtis, age 15, went missing from a youth conference at Brigham Young University, an event she rode her bike 50 miles to attend. Bundy confessed to killing Susan 45 minutes prior to being executed and burying her body in a desert south of Price, Utah. Her body has never been found. Susan Curtis and Deborah Kent lived in the same neighborhood. Both were killed by Ted Bundy, and although detectives always believed that Bundy was responsible for Deborah Kent going missing, they never tied him to Susan Curtis. He was asked about 23-year-old Nancy Baird, who went missing from her job at a gas station in Layton, Utah, on July 4, 1975. He denied being responsible for her going missing, and Nancy's body has never been found. 2 other girls from Utah went missing around that time. 19-year-old Sandra Weaver, who was last seen on July 1, 1974. Her body was found the next day in Grand Junction, Colorado. Debbie Smith was 17 years old when she went missing in February of 1976. Her body was found just west of the Salt Lake City airport. In this interview, Bundy sounds tired and is slow to respond to some questions. He goes silent for long periods of time, and most of these have been cut out in the interest of time. In the end, Bundy would confess to killing 30 women, but he is suspected of killing many more. The detectives asked Bundy about Melissa Smith, whose father was the police chief of the town I grew up in, Midvale, Utah. Melissa and her family lived 5 miles from me and my family, and she was my brother's friend. Carol Durant was kidnapped just 5 minutes from my house, from the mall my friends and I hung out at all the time. My sister worked at that mall when Bundy was committing his crimes in Utah. One night, a Volkswagen Beetle followed her home from work and left when she walked in the house. She believes it was Bundy. The night before his execution, which was carried out on January 29, 1989, it has been reported that he wept and prayed throughout the night. Here's a shout-out and a big thanks to Captain Borax for some of the resources used in this episode. He has a YouTube channel that is full of interesting true crime information from his various travels and interviews. The link to his channel is in the notes.
Today's date is January 22nd, 1989. The time is approximately 7:30 p.m. I'm at the Florida State Prison. I'm going to interview Ted Bundy.
I want you to know that that was coming.
Okay, I'll turn the recorder on.
We'll do what we can.
Okay.
And I think we can do something good. We can do something good.
Thank you. First of all, I want to tell you I appreciate the time that you've given me. And another thing, a good friend of mine and an old acquaintance of yours wanted to tell me that he's thinking about you in his prison. Is that five years ago?
Sure. I remember. He's still in prison?
No, he's got the county jail, and he's up at the VA hospital. He married myself and my wife back in 76, and my wife died, and he buried her, so...
He's a fine gentleman. I appreciated him, his work at the prison.
Yeah, regardless of a person's religious beliefs, he's
absolutely
a heck of a man. But I've got five cases that we know of that we're concerned about, three of them are missing girls. And would you feel more comfortable used to talking, or would you like to have me refresh your memory? Or,
like to do, I mean, under the circumstances. If we need to, I'd just like to let's just get a map out.
Unfortunately, I don't have a map of Utah.
All right, I think, guess what? Let's just see what we have.
Best I can do. Okay, here we got Salt Lake City.
Shit. I knew it was.
Not a good enough map.
No, it's just that everything looks the same. It used to be a problem back when I lived there. I mean, damn it.
Well, there was Debbie Kent up in Bountiful at the high school. Do you remember, did you go north or south or straight east from there?
Well, let's try to. That's what I'm looking for here.
Okay. Well, Bountiful, of course, is just north of Salt Lake and south of Ogden here. Is there any particular landmarks that you recall?
All right. First of all, you have to forgive me because I'm not thinking really clearly.
Sure.
There are a number of things we need to talk about. You see, we're going to get down to business here, but I understand that you. It's my preference that you, at least for the time being, more or less, worked in a statewide capacity. Even though I'm sure you're interested in everything that happened in Utah, but I understand that you sort of. Been associated with the Attorney General's office in some way for this?
Yes, I've been informed. I've talked to the Attorney General today, and he's informed me that he's empowered me to act on his behalf as a representative of the Attorney General.
Okay, and I would like your findings to be reported as soon as possible to him.
You want me to report findings to him?
I can't order you to do
No, anything. I'm saying you would like me to do that.
Well, you certainly would.
Sure, I'd grant that. To
would like you. Him to
in fact, he asked me to.
To as soon as you can,
sure.
Let him know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Now, I know,
Well, if I could help you out, do you remember when Carol DeRanche got away from you?
Oh, I know where things are.
Okay.
I know all this stuff is pretty familiar with the map. I mean, to a point. I mean.
Well, I agree. You weren't familiar with the area, and it's, there's a few canyons and.
I think what we need is topo stuff for the high resolution to give us a better feel for some of that.
Could not come up with one of those historical things.
Oh yeah,
they don't have a Utah historic.
Yeah, I know that's a problem, and. I want to be, for any number of reasons, I want to be as specific as I can be about what, because what this is about is trying to, about locating remains. We're not talking about stuff thrown out of a window or scattered along the ground. So there's things that should be there.
Mm-hmm. Was it a burial?
Yes. Some ways more deserve some word.
How far do you think you had to drive from that school?
It was somewhere between. Let's just.
Did you go back down through Salt Lake?
Again? Oh, yes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And you went farther south?
Yeah.
Past Provo?
Yeah.
Were you on the interstate?
Yeah, yes, on the interstate. We're talking somewhere between Milburn and Manatee. Maybe even Mayfield. And that's a big hunk. It's an awfully big hunk. I mean, you could spend several lifetimes looking for something there, trying to narrow it down. I mean, it's always, it's somewhere to the left of 89.
You went down the highway as opposed to the freeway, yeah?
Right here. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like in the daytime. That's another problem. Ridge. Looks like mountainous area to the east, all the way down 89 from Thistle to Mayfield.
So you went south of Provo, probably on the freeway, and then jotted off onto 89, is that right? Did you follow 89 all the way down?
Well, there's a standard. No. I think that the most efficient way is that if you're going, for instance, like to Price, you just head down the freeway and then you turn off, there's a turn on for 50. Whatever that would be.
Yeah, I've traveled Price Canyon. It's called Spanish Fork, but that's on
Spanish
the way,
Fork,
on
yeah.
way to Price.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, if you go out with the pass.
Sure. But then you took the cutoff at Thistle.
Well, exactly what it was. I mean, whether it was a cutoff or whatever the most efficient way was during those days, and it may well be different.
Right, no, it's the same way. There's a cutoff at Thistle, and then it goes south. Mm-hmm. How far south do you think you went from that?
Would jog over to Thistle down 89 here, and that's the $64,000 question. Is
now we're stuck.
Well, not necessarily, but we're not. We don't have a lot of detail to work with on this map.
How far down do you think from that cutoff? What would you have done? How many towns you had to go through before you went up into the mountains?
No, I think what we may have to do is work with not so much time, because that's, I'm telling you right now, I didn't count towns necessarily or miles or look at my watch to see how long the time was. It's just driving and in the dark, late at night, and not very conscious of much of anything else, what was going on, except looking for just a side road.
Let me ask you another question before you lose your train of thought. We had reported to us that there was some carvings in trees. Did you ever carve your name in a tree?
Never.
Okay. Because I think there was one down in that area that somebody carved the name Ted Bundy and put a date on it. We've had three or four of those trees in the mountain, different mountain areas. But that wasn't something you did.
No.
Okay. So, okay, we're going south of Thistle, and anything come to mind there that you can see on the map that would help us out?
Not on the map. Now we'd have to go on my recollection. I mean, of whatever landmarks I saw.
How about Nancy Wilcox? Are they all down in the same area?
No. Yeah. Try to put one at a time. Just try to tip it and do this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just hoping that we'd have something. This will give us a start, but I was hoping we'd have something that would really clue me in, even with, you know, a high degree of scale and showing dirt roads and all that, because I could pretty closely clue it in there. But anyway, we're talking about a small town, like we, how small, couldn't tell you how big. I mean, it certainly wasn't Provo, but it was one of those small towns along here, where those late nights, little stoplights were turned off, or at least blinking, or something like that.
Yeah, they had those flashing amber lights.
Yeah. How many of them there were, I don't know, at some point.
And then you went off into the mountains from that small town, the area of that small town?
Turned left. Right.
How far off the road would you, if you were away from that town, would you have gone?
Several miles. Oh, well, this should help. There seemed to be, just in the outskirts of this town, a iron barrier. It's a gate that swung across the roadway. It looked like it closed off that road for some reason.
A cabin association, something like that?
Possibly. I mean, but it was still a paved road. It just looked like, it wasn't closed, but it looked like it had been open and closed.
How far away from Highway 89 would you say you ran into it?
Well, again, just the outskirts of this
small town.
Small town, traveling up into the mountains eastward.
In terms of time, could you estimate how far down from Thistle you would have traveled?
No, absolutely not able to do that.
So you couldn't do it in terms of miles or time?
No. No concept. Now,
did you return back to Salt Lake all the same night?
Yes.
Was she already dead?
Yes.
Was she killed right there at the school?
No.
But you are responsible for her death, though.
Yes.
And of course, Melissa Smith, we recovered her body. You didn't have time to bury her, or it was just not your intent to bury her?
Well, can we please? Let's try it. I want to focus on one at a time.
Okay. I'm concerned about the 30 minutes, too. Is that firm or what?
Well, I'm just about ready to collapse. I know this.
Well, I can appreciate that.
Where the furthest thing from your mind, I've got some mileage left in me tonight. I want to give it
your best shot.
Give it your best. The one that's most likely to produce something for somebody. And this is my clearest recollection. Okay. The one that I have the clearest recollection of.
Okay.
And that's why we're starting there. That's why I'm starting there.
From the Iron Gate, then, how far would you say you traveled?
Okay. Now, that time there was it seemed just a short distance inside the Iron Gate to the left.
So you somehow were able to go through the gate?
The gate was open or partially open. My recollection is it was like only, it was not all the way open, it wasn't all the way closed. It was just closed enough to be evident that there was there.
Did you park your car and then carry her through there?
No, it was big enough to drive through. Gotcha. I'm driving in a Volkswagen.
It wasn't that rough of driving for your VW. I mean, it wasn't that mountainous.
No. And then the short distance matter yards to the left inside that. And I hope I'm not. I'm hoping I'm recalling this clearly. It's a dirt road. It made a steep climb. Not really, I mean, a short, but a steep. Ascend up a little incline and wound up to the left. Wound around up and to the left into a wooded area. I'm not talking about heavy forest. It's, the type of woodlands that you find in that area. It's sort of clump of trees here, clump of trees there, a lot of open dirt, grassy stuff, and that kind.
Were you into the pines or just kind of a Quakies or?
Yeah, again, dark. The darkness limited my ability to perceive all of that. All I perceived was, I knew that kind of country, and that's the reason I'm describing it to you. Just a more detailed description I don't have. And I can kind of remember, I'm trying to remember the number of little turns this road made and how far up it traveled.
But you're still able to drive it in the VW?
Well, it's bumpy. It's tough. It's rocky.
Is it a county type road, or is it just a road that you can get to?
Well, it's just a
one car in.
It's a one car type, just back road. I'm going to say back road. That's not good enough. Just the kind
something somebody go four wheeling.
Four wheel type road, wagon wheel ruts. Puddles and deep. Volkswagen is amazingly agile, even in a country like that. And so it's even the deep holes and rocks and things. Rocks are around quite a bit, but it'll get up in there. And it's a covered wagon type road, if you will, a four wheel drive type road. Nothing fancy, just something that people would get up into the back country on.
How far past that Iron Gate would you say you traveled before you finally? Stop.
Traveling very slowly, bouncing around, a mile to 2 miles a day outside. I know it's a lot of ground, but then again,
it's hard to tell when you're going so slow.
Well, yeah, it's hard to tell, and yet. To see it is one thing, to try to estimate it and describe it is another.
Did you see any, power poles, power lines, any residences, cabins?
There was, at a certain point it did pull off the side of this road after, a mile. monthly. And to the left, on the left-hand side, there were remnants of old barbed wire fence posts, and maybe shreds of barbed wire. It wasn't the actual fence. It was the remnants of a fence and some. I noticed a couple of fence posts kind of bent down, bent askew, and pieces of, just stumbled over a piece of barbed wire buried in the sandy soil here and there.
Did you just stop the car in the road itself?
I believe I pulled off. Somebody did, you know, 5 feet or so.
Now, then I assume you had a shovel and you, how far would you say you were?
I would say approximately 20 to 30 feet off the road, let's say 25, but.
How deep was the grave?
Approximately 3 feet. You know, 2 to 3 feet deep.
Did her clothes remain with her?
No.
You discard those before or after you left her there?
Trying to remember. I don't clearly remember. I don't have a specific recollection.
Okay.
I think what happened was they were cut up and deposited along the side of the roadway.
On the way back home?
You know, it's interesting you should say that. I was going to say something else, but yeah, as a matter of fact, back to Salt Lake City from this point along the
Highway 89,
even down this far this past Thistle.
Are you cutting up pretty small pieces?
Yeah.
You indicated by your hands what about?
Oh, 3-inch squares.
What was the means or how was she killed?
This is harder stuff for me to talk about.
Not the nice part.
Well, there's no nice parts. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't want to make quality judgments of quality here, but yeah, it's just simply more difficult to discuss this.
Did you use a weapon on her? Did you use it manually? Or?
Why it's so much easier for me to try to locate the body than it is to talk about the actual thing.
Sure.
It's just so much more positive, such as it can be.
And if it didn't take place in the schoolyard, did it take place in your car?
No. In the place where I lived.
Oh, you took her home? Now, how many places did you live? I knew you had a place up on the avenues. Is that the only place you ever lived in Salt Lake?
Oh, no.
The
avenues.
You're up by the university?
Right. No, the avenues. I'm sorry. The name of that location didn't ring a bell at first. Yes. Right.
Would it have been the residence that they searched? Or
Right.
Okay. No, I think, well, we will talk about that later.
Yeah, it was at the residence.
So what, did you take her to your residence and then down here all on the same night, or did you
no.
keep her there for no, well, a period of time?
Yes, I did keep her there for a period of time. A day. 24 hours.
Is that right? Was she alive during that time period?
Let's see, during half of it. No, you might, with reference to the things that went out the window, I think some of the larger items went out between Spanish Fork and Thistle. Probably there's an embankment there where the river comes down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, and I think there's a railroad track in there somewhere, too.
Right, yeah. There's been a big landslide. Maybe you saw it in the news. It was nationwide a year or two back when the whole side of the mountain slid down.
I heard it. Was that the area?
That was right there at Thistle.
Well, yeah, this would have been down from it, I wonder.
Right.
Who knows? You know, it's a long time. I'm sure that there's nothing left to find in terms of anything just cast off the roadway. But I'm concerned about which one of these roads it is. Do you think that's... I wonder, do you think that's enough?
It's going to be very difficult.
Well, is there any... you just don't have any access to maps? It's going to be very difficult if you don't have maps.
Well, I'll leave here and do my best to try to get a better map, and if I could get some time to come back tomorrow evening, I don't know if that's possible.
No, we're, tomorrow is...
It's all booked up.
Well, yeah. There's just nothing open at all. Because what I'm talking about here are, in all likelihood, remains that can be found, because... there's no absolute certainty, but it was an attempt on my part, for example, to fill in part of the grave and then layer of heavy rocks over that, and dirt over that, to prevent the kind of animal destruction that can occur to something left.
You were concerned about animals not getting to it? Or?
Well, yeah, not getting to it, because they can... Well, you can conceivably spread the remains around in such a way that they would be found, as opposed to not being found.
Was she in any way dismembered? Was she buried whole? Or?
Yeah. I mean, yes, you should find all of it.
Well, then again, I don't mean to rush you, but then I'm concerned about getting everything in as much as I can. There's two other gals that were missing. Further up was Nancy Baird, who worked at a gas station on July 4th.
Yeah.
That was in 75, July 4th. What do you recall what type of place it was that she was working at, or where it was located, on which highway?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Nancy Baird?
Right. With that, no. I don't know anything about that disappearance.
Nancy Wilcox lived in Salt Lake City on the east side. She had left home. You recall when or where you picked her up at?
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
What others did you take down Highway 89?
No one else.
Was Nancy Wilcox on foot, or how did you ever run into her?
She was on foot.
Did she come peacefully with you, or did you have to take her at force at first, or how did that particular encounter occur? You haven't slept for a while, have you?
Well, I just... You see, there's just a lot of things going on besides what you want to talk to me about, and it creates a lot of pressure, lack of sleep, and the hours, and everything builds up.
Obviously.
And what's maybe hard to appreciate, and I've already talked to folks in Idaho today, and it's hard to appreciate, I'm not using it as an excuse, but it's just the reality is when I talk about this kind of stuff, it drains me in a way that's hard to describe. I mean, I have not thought about these kinds of things in these instances before.
Sure.
To attempt to relive them vividly enough to describe them, especially to the point of locating remains, is just... My mind is tied in knots, everything together, and I'm having a hard time. But we'll see if we can't run through at least this one.
Okay. Do you remember approximately where you encountered Nancy Wilcox? Do you remember what she's wearing, what she looked like?
I don't remember exactly what she was wearing. She was wearing, casual clothes. Wasn't wearing dress, wasn't dressed up in slacks or a dress or jeans. Walking along the side of her. Of a road. Poorly lit area. Suburban. I think I would have a street, and if I had a street map, I'd have an outside chance I could show you. You don't have to have a street map to solve it.
Yeah. Do you recall, where it would have been from the university, say?
No, it would have been south. Considerably south.
East or west? East or west?
Oh, wait, excuse me, south. I get my directions all screwed up in that place.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of salt like that here?
Well, of course, when you're going south, the mountains, the Wasatch Mountains are to the east. And there's homes built up alongside of the valley, and then out west.
Well, it would have been south of the university. some distance out.
And you remember State Street, the main drag that goes all the way to, was it east or west of that?
Oh, it was east. East. South and east.
Considerably east?
Considerably east is up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Up in the benches. This wasn't up in the benches. This is south and east by how much? It was just my suburban, I don't mean new suburban, I mean it looked like older suburban. You know, the houses have been around for a while, it was under development. There were no sidewalks per se, I think it was just sort of an open side area. There were no storm sewers, curves, things like this.
Were you able to have any conversation with her?
Not really. Not much. I mean, nothing noteworthy.
Was she carrying a purse, do you recall? Or?
Don't recall. Well, yeah, you know, did you ask me that question about Deborah Kent?
About the purse?
About what she was wearing, anything you need?
Well, you just indicated what you did with the clothing, but you didn't describe it, no?
Well, okay. I would hope that we get something that seemed to be corroborative in a way that people were semi-convinced. I know people don't think I'm making it up, but on the other hand, some people might say it just for the sake of it that I was. You follow me?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's too much with Deborah for us to believe any differently, though. I mean, with the handcuff key that we found in the parking lot. So we know you're not telling us a story there. We've got people that identified you being at the school that night, too.
Okay, yeah, well, let's get back to what the young lady was talking about.
Nancy Wilcox. So she was walking on the side of the road, and you approached her and took her against her will.
Yeah, that's a good description. Yeah, basically. It was a fairly dark, particularly dark stretch of. It was a main roadway, but I mean, how do you describe it? But without any. But with a streetlight, an old style, single bulb streetlight every three or four poles, kind of. So it was dark. And there was what looked like to be a small orchard. That's a very small residential orchard between these two houses. And she was ushered into there and restrained and then placed in the car and taken to the apartment.
The park?
The apartment.
Oh, apartment. Now, at what point would she have been killed? In the orchard or at your apartment?
The next day.
Now we talking about the same apartment, though?
Yes.
Do you recall anything unusual about her, anything that sticks out in your mind as far as her, any scars, marks, or, obviously, did you know her name at that time?
No, I didn't.
Was she able to talk about anything prior to the assault to... You say you didn't have much of a conversation with her before?
No.
Where was she taken after the apartment?
That's what I'm trying to remember. That's what I'm looking at. I need to look over the map. It's unclear to me right now.
Well, if I could help you, Providence is the one that goes straight east out of Salt Lake, and that's the main route to Park City. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And then, of course, it goes south to, when you go to Plain Mountain, you get to those small towns, Lehigh, American Fork, and Orem, and then Provo.
Mm-hmm.
And north, of course, you got Bountiful. flight units in other towns in that area that go up is Ogden. Do you think it was, which direction do you think it went?
South. My state of mind was not good then. I would think I was, I know I was not very lucid. I was new to the area. I sort of got lost going to where I was going and got lost coming back.
Did you follow 89 again? Or did
I went south, but how far south? And which, it's not as clear as it was.
With Deborah?
Again, the odd thing is I remember contours. I remember ups and downs better than some other stuff.
Well, there's a lot of ups and downs in that area.
This is true. Mm-hmm. A lot of.
But you went south, but you don't think you followed 89 that time?
I sort of remember staying on the main drag. Whatever that was, it did not diverting at Spanish Fork, but continuing on the main line down, which is labeled as 91 here.
This is quite an old map because there should be a freeway, Interstate 15 that goes.
Well, this was some time ago itself. I don't know when this was published.
You don't recall if it was a freeway, though?
Well, those times, you're right. It was a mixture. It's a 1967 copyright. But at that time, it was a blend of construction of two-lane, four-lane, back and forth, side and forth. But a lot of it was two-lane then, and it appears on the map as well as a lot of it was two-lane, and this map was published.
Mm-hmm.
Going south, but time was not. I mean, you pass through all these towns, and you know how those little towns are. Whether it be, let's say Scipio and Fillmore and Meadow and Cornash, and everyone has a blinking orange lights, and the stores are dark and. It's late at night, and you're just making sure you're obeying the speed limit because you know that probably some cop in that town is going to try to make his quota with you. So anyway, moving south to Beaver, going west.
Yeah, Beaver's about 3 to 4 hour drive.
That's not out of the question. It could have been Cove Fork, which is also, it's down far enough. It has a western component to it.
That's where Brigham Young used to have a summer home.
What, Cove Fork? Cove Fort.
A little trivia there for you.
How about that, huh? Well, you're not. If you were married by Reverend Muirsman, you're not a Mormon, are you?
No, but I've.
Well, you can't help but know all that.
Been out there 23 years. And,
right. And more or less, been indoctrinated.
Yeah, they're trying. Muirsman's fighting them off, though.
They're always at your door, though. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Freshly scrubbed faces, good people. I mean, no question, but they're wonderful people.
You bet.
Absolutely the best. That's what makes the place so nice.
Right.
Even if you're not of that persuasion.
Exactly. So you think we're down in Beaver or Cove Fort or something?
Somewhere
like that.
Down in that area. But we're farther off the road than that.
To the left or right?
Going to the east. Some distance.
And there again, you just think it's in that general. You couldn't.
I've got this. Yeah, it's intact. Sorry.
No? Okay.
You're catching me when you are.
Yeah, I'm just getting quite anxious myself.
You know? I hear you. I hear you. We're all up against some deadlines. Mm-hmm. And my mind isn't as nimble as it needs to be right now. But seems to me it was something that went up and over something like a pass. Pretty steep climb.
A dirt road or a paved road?
No, a paved road, four lane. Could it have been four or 24? Goes up into the mountains. Is 70 cut through?
Yeah, 70 is at four lane. I mean, it is now.
What was it back in 1974?
I would assume it was probably a little bit of both. Yeah, 70 comes over and meets 15 now, and in fact, that's where they're picking up all the cocaine traffickers now on Interstate 70.
Why? Why there?
I don't know. They're just the Highway Patrol for Utah is getting more cocaine than any other state, including Miami, I heard, or including Florida on that interstate. But anyway, you think it was a four-lane going east, though?
Yeah.
Paved road.
Up into the mountains. Pass.
Did you follow that paved road quite a ways before you?
No.
See, that eventually you can come back into Price and back that way if you follow 70 far enough. Mm-hmm. Did you make the circle or not?
I came back the same way that I went down. Again, this is late at night, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and new area, dark, obviously, but new area. So anyway, I'm more or less picking whatever is available, not looking for anything marked on a map as much as just looking for something that's about a road suitably far off the beaten path. With some better maps and knowing more about the 70, I could and a better description of something of this 24 might I'm sure would as I remember.
You're speaking of this road here?
Yeah. 24. Indicated was later 70, or was going to be 70.
So it could be one of those two possibilities, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
How far would you have traveled east, do you suppose, on the paved road?
Well into the trail. Carry water, it said. Could have been something like that. Want to find this place. I know it's there. I mean, I know you could, because, well, let's get there, and let me tell you that on whatever side road I went, it's a mile to 2 miles down a graded dirt road on the right-hand side. About 50 feet in. All these are estimates I could do.
But before you hit that dirt road, how far would you say you traveled east?
Oh, no. Wasn't looking at the mileage as much as I was trying to look for the roads that appeared out of the dark along the side of this highway that looked like they went somewhere. I remember one time traveling. The only reason I think is 25. Remember one time traveling, but well, 70 went through, traveling this road and going to Green River. That is Colorado Green River. And seeing, now I remember seeing this road, that what looked like the road going off to the right.
You mean you traveled again in a later time and recall that place?
Right.
And you're on your way to?
Well, I was
toward Green River?
Right.
Is it on your way to Colorado, you mean?
Right. Oh, well, yeah.
Miss Nancy, did you keep her approximately 24 hours at your place?
Approximately. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you care to talk about cause of death there, how you caused your death?
Well, it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't to me.
Was it a weapon used?
Someday it might be important, but I think for the family the important thing would be to find the body. That she died is unfortunate and real, but we could find the body.
Is there anything else then about where the body would be that you could tell me right now?
What did I tell you? I told you about the spot, more or less.
Yeah, you weren't sure about 70 or, again, what was his highway number? But you thought you went over that road again on your way to Green River.
Mm-hmm. We need better maps. That would help me, just a clear picture of what it looks like. I don't remember this Canyon Break National Park, but I don't imagine it, you know, it looks any different than the rest of it, except it's there. I'll have to take a break.
Sure.
This is, well, first of all, I know that you're not a reporter, and your job is to be a detective, and I would trust that to a certain extent you're not going to just run back to Salt Lake City and tell the press everything that I said, and that you're more interested in solving the case.
Absolutely.
And letting the families know without reawakening all the pain by putting details in the paper that would.
That's my first and foremost reason for being here, for those three girls that are missing and...
And some more.
From Utah?
Yeah. But, it's way too late. I've taken this way too long to come this far. But it's where I am now. Before it gets any later.
You want to get it all out?
Well, yeah, that too. I need to get it all out, not just for you, but for all these people here, and many people are here.
Well, for yourself, too.
Well.
It's what you want?
Yeah.
Cold water?
Right, thanks. But to the extent that, in the event that anybody, especially families want to know. Not for me, having outside.
Well, by you saying that, it goes a long ways, Ted.
I'm not looking for anything.
I know.
I don't understand. I understand now a lot of stuff. About myself. That I didn't understand then. It makes me realize what was going on. It doesn't make it any less
serious. But the senselessness of it, it appalls me, although I'm sure not as much as those who are so close to it. Just as appalling is, however, the fact that I was so insensitive to it. One of many things kept me from talking for so many years, and doesn't excuse it, but it's too bad I wasn't in this position, but wasn't in a position to talk about this years ago. I still think, though, that some good can come of this, especially from at least in the case of the Kent girl. I mean, I hope that a serious attempt is mounted to find something.
Well, we've got search and rescue on alert right now to try to do that, you know.
All right. Who does your...
I mean, your sheriff's office or something?
Oh, yes, Pete Hayward, you know, and he said to say hello, and I want to know if you got his Christmas cards.
Yeah, I may have. I think that I remember receiving one from the one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was the captain, and now he's the sheriff.
Yeah. Well, I'm burned out. I'm sorry that I can't give you more, especially on the second one, Wilcox. Let's see. Because I know that that this is a good chance, maybe in some ways a better chance of finding the remains of a young girl. I would, what's it?
The scale.
Let me look at the scale.
I get the ages when you make it. Or do you not like them?
Some of it. Part of it. Not all of it, thanks. Okay. Try what we would have to call on this map. The Notam Road. Off Highway 24.
You mean we're following this road and we take the Notam Road?
To the...
Is that it?
To the right.
Is this it here?
No. Right there. See how it comes out?
Right here?
It's back. If I could see the actual entrance way from several of these roads, what happens is on this particular road, you sort of... You make a right-hand turn off 24, go south for 100 feet or so, and then turn around first to the right, and then a larger bend around to the left, and which is a swooping kind of bend, and it seems to be reminiscent of the way this Notam Road looks, although it could be one of these others, but it's far enough in, let's say, far enough along Highway 24 to make some sense.
But your recollection was that you went over that road again on the way to Colorado, though, is that right?
Yeah. At one time, mm-hmm. During the daytime.
How far off 24 then?
I would say within 2 miles. Between a mile and 2 miles. On the right-hand side, up an embankment, about 50 feet.
Okay.
Well, that's your scale here says...
Well, I'm just putting a general vicinity type thing. It's on the right side. And...
Yeah, I would actually, if you want to pinpoint it, I don't know about Notam. I never ran across Notam. I bet you it's probably a mailbox.
That's a new one on me too, yes.
You might want to look something like that X. think so. More like a mile or 2 miles. And I think on a scale of five, that's about 5 miles. So that's about five.
Okay. What clothing you discarded kind of the same way as Debbie Kent then?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
What, you cut the clothing up and on the way back to Salt Lake?
Well, every time I'm not good for much more for anybody. I'm not good right now.
Father,
Mary,
as I said, I'm not trying to complicate.
I know.
Washington and Colorado are basically saying, are we going to get our attorneys? And if everything is basically going to be put close together, then we'd rather have 5 minutes than nothing. And of course, you're working as hard as he can. Sure.
Well, can we do our best on those two? Have we done? Or can we do any more? You need more time.
I mean, I wish we could do better, and we could do better if we had
better maps.
Better maps, so that's important for the purposes, certainly, that I'm trying to accomplish.
Can we go back to Nancy Baird? You indicated that...
Yeah. Nancy Baird. Who's that?
She's the girl up in between Bountiful and Ogden.
In fact, I'm not even, I don't even know why I was assuming. You said Nancy Wilcox. I'm not sure I don't even know who you were talking about. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not trying to cop out on you here. I'm getting a little confused when I'm always.
Well, Nancy Baird, I'll.
Well, really, I didn't even. How did I describe Nancy Wilcox?
Well, you couldn't describe her clothing.
Right. Okay. A boot, casual, meaning like blue jeans.
Do you have a recollection of her physical appearance at all?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I want to make sure that I'm not getting names, just going for the name, instead of also name the fits of whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I should, because I didn't know the girl's name, and I guess, I'm just reacting to publicity. Somewhere along the line, I heard the name Nancy Wilcox. Now I'm wondering why. God. I think, I hope what I said matches up. It's not my, unless the state of it is not good. I think I matched up the right name to the right incident because I read about it some time later in the paper, and this is a long time later.
Sure.
Because nothing back on we learned.
Because nothing came out in the paper about it for some time, as I recall. In the particular case which I later now associate.
Right. There was not that much publicity about it at the time.
Mr. Cash,
yes,
how much longer do you think?
Well, we just about had what we can do.
About a minute, just 5 or 10 minutes.
We've done it. There's more. I know there's much more to these cases and more to the other ones. Let me try to finish this Wilcox thing. Maybe it'll link it up a little bit better, because we want to make sure that there's... There is that particular girl I mentioned that is here somewhere.
Okay.
The name, you'll find the name, I'm sure, if you find the remains. You should. I think it's Wilcox, because that's just a name that attached to it at some point later in time. And that's all I can do right now.
Okay, could you tell me about Melissa Smith, just in a short synopsis. She was... Last scene right here at the Fashion Place Mall where you picked up Carol DeRange. That was the last time she was seen in But you are responsible for Melissa Smith.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.